asked me this question about using grilling fish on a fleishig barbecue. Some nuances. Someone asked if you could use these mats, special grill mats, on top of the barbecues. Does that make anything better or not? So the fish and meat is a larger topic. So, of course, this is only in 10 minutes. We'll do whatever we can in the 10 minutes. But the source of not having fish and meat together is based on the Gemara Mesachim. And the Shulchan Aruch writes this, L'halach and Simen Kuf Tezayin, the Mechaber writes, Tzarech Lizoher Shalechel Basar V'dag B'yachad V'pnei Shekasha L'Teras. It's a sakana. Somehow it causes a teras, and therefore it's asur to eat. Now there's a discussion, what type of fish, what type of meat. So some posts can talk about which type of species. We normally assume that all species of fish are subject to this isser. There is an interesting Darche Tshuva. He talks about, he quotes from Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi, who writes that if a raw fish fell into some chicken soup, some meat soup, and you take it out, he says there is no sakana when dealing with raw fish, because raw fish is not bolea, it's not maflet, and therefore there's no chashash sakana. I don't know if that's accepted by others. It seems that we say across the board, any type of fish, raw or cooked, would be a problem of the sakana. Which type of meat are we talking about? So the Pishkei Tshuva quotes here in this simon. He quotes in the Tshuva Shavus Yaakov that someone, the Shohel, asked him, a person asked a question about some goose fat that fell into some type of fish, and they thought maybe that the basar behema is only subject to the iser, but when it comes to poultry and oaf, it wouldn't be subject to the iser. And the Shavus Yaakov says there's no distinction. Meat, poultry, chicken, meat, all that's included in the iser. So all fish, all meat are subject to the iser of having them together. What's the iser? So the real iser is having them eaten together. You can't eat them together. What about one after the next? So this too is a problem. Does Machaber and the Ramah have a machlokas? What has to be separating between eating the meat and the fish? So the Machaber writes, he's more machmir, that you have to yirchotz yadav bein basal dad. You have to wash your hands, number one. And then you also have to yochel pas sharoi, to have some type of crackers in between in order to wash out your mouth. So both washing your hand and washing the mouth according to the Svardim. But according to the Ramah, he says, Yesh omrim de'ein lachosh lezeh rak kishmesh vashlim yachad. There's only an issue when you cook them together. But have them eaten one after the next, there's no real concern. But nonetheless, he says, the practice is for people to have something in between, anyways, to clean your mouth out. But there's no reason to wash your hands. Just wash your mouth out. That's the Ramah, but that's really as a chumrah. So as we see that din of separating. Now, in terms of using the same pots and pans, so on one hand, we have certain chumras that apply to fish. Because when it comes to sakana, we have chamira de sakanta mi isura, that sakana is more chumra than that of an iser. But on the other hand, we have some kulas here. The kula, number one kula, is that you're allowed to use the same pot for fleishiks and fish. Some have a practice not to use the same pot, but according to Mikra, then you can use the same exact pot for fish and meat as long as it's clean. You can use the same pot for milchiks and fleishiks, that's usur. So there's certain kulas that apply to fish and meat, such as the same pot, but certain chumras that apply to fish in terms of like bitul bashishim. When it comes to fish falling in, we say milk falls into meat, there's bitul bashishim. If fish falls into meat, well, some say bitul bashishim, others say no. Sakana is more chamer than iser. Maybe there shouldn't be bitul. So we have unclear whether we should be more machmir by fish and meat or whether there are more kulas. But either way, a person should definitely not cook them together, not roast them together. What about if they're in the same oven together but not touching each other? It's what's called recha milsa. If it creates some smell, some aroma of the fish will go into the meat or the meat will go into the fish, will that be a problem or will that be a problem? So the Ramah writes that chen ein litzlos basar im dag. One should not roast fish and meat mishum recha, because of recha, because of smell. Meal, if it was done b'di'eved, ein aser, there is no iser b'di'eved, but l'chachila, a person should not roast them in the same oven. So the opposing to talk about, let's say it's a really big oven, a taner gadol. So some say if it's a big oven, there's not so much a concern, only if it's a really tight area where there'd be a problem. Others say no, no matter how big the area is, there's a problem of reichav. It's going to give some smell, some flavor to it. It's going to be a problem. Now, the Darche Tshuva quotes the Magen Avraham, maybe this whole discussion of basar and dog, dogim together, bizman hazeh, should not be relevant. Because the Magen Avraham says that bizman hazeh, we have many types of concerns that exist in the times of the Gemara and no longer exist. So he says here, I'm just finding a line, just 1 second here. He quotes the Magen Avraham that bizman hazeh, apparently this doesn't exist. Can't find the line exactly, but somewhere here we quote the Magen Avraham that says that there's been the teva, the shana hateva, and therefore that sakana, we look around, no one, none of the goyim are getting tzaras because of having basar and dogim together, and therefore this shouldn't be applied anymore. But he ends up concluding, nonetheless, we should be machmir on this inyan. So now there's a big problem. So if you're going to cook I fish in a grill, so there's plenty of the grill itself is has meat on it. You can't really clean it off of it. The barbecue where everything falls in, there's plenty of meat that fell into that as well. So would you be able to, let's say you put a mat down or put a grill, a new separate grill on top of it? So Rabbi Forrest writes, when he discusses using a grill, a fleshy grill, he writes as follows. He says that one should not broil fish on a meat grill since it's difficult to clean a grill properly. Okay, so you can't use the actual grill. But let's say you want to use a different rack for the fish. He says, even if one uses a separate rack for fish, it's not recommended to broil fish on a meat grill since the interior of the grill is usually soiled with meat residue. So that's an issue of reicha. So he doesn't say it's aser, because unclear, now that meat's down there, it's been charcoaled. Is it really meat anymore at that point? It gets really black. Does it have any flavor anymore? Really unclear. So Rav Forrest writes that really best not. Even if switching the rack, you should still not cook it in an open grill. I saw online also the OU, they also recommend that a person, if you want to cook a fish on a grill, you should wrap it in aluminum foil. This way, none of the reicha gets in. But if it's going to be open, it would be a problem. So using even a new grill, or new rack would be a problem. But what about these mats? Dr. Carmeli asked me using these mats. I don't see Yosef here, but Yosef apparently is the Carmeli griller. So it's a mat that covers the area, catching everything, make sure nothing falls down inside of it. So I'm not sure if it gives the same lines that you like on the fish or not. I don't know how it works. It doesn't give the lines. It's just flat. You get the heat. But the issue is, once you're getting the heat, why do you want to do this on the grill? Seemingly you want to do it on the grill because you're getting the flavor of it, the smoke, the smell. So that flavor is coming from the meat below. So I once asked a similar shaila to Rav Eli Gerson, who's a big Talmud Chacham, a posek in the OU. He works right next to Rav Shechta. He's much younger. But when we go to discuss shaila with Rav Shechta in the OU, it's him and Rav Shechta together. Very Baal Midos, a big Talmud Chacham. So any Yardaya questions, I don't know, I usually ask him. So I once asked a question about, someone asked me, they were traveling somewhere, they wanted to use a treif grill and to use these mats. Can you use it? So he felt that if the mat covers the entire grill, where there's no reicha, now treif is different, and he said you have to use a double mat in this case, a double mat. Why double mat? One is the mat has to cover everything so no reicha could come up. Number two is, because any treif on the grill, it touches the mat, you cannot use the same kli with treif on one side and kosher on the other side. So if you have a double mat, so the treif is touching the bottom mat, and your meat's touching the top mat, the two different kalim, he felt it would be okay. So according to Rav Gersten, he would think, I didn't ask him this particular shaila, but I would imagine if the mat covers the entire grill, you wouldn't have to have a double wrapping, but if it covers the entire grill where no reicha will come up, it seemingly would be okay. I was still questioned whether or not if the smell, the taste is still going to be there, it might still be shaila, but I would think if you have the mat, there is certainly room to be makom. Okay, we'll stop here. I got a shaila today, I'll speak about tomorrow, about jet skiing during the 9 days. If that's something that's permissible, jet skiing during the 9 days. And I got a few more shailas in the works, but please feel free to send in more shailas.